This episode of E-Commerce Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out designcrowd.com to learn more and receive your e-commerce radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is e-commerce radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to E-Commerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores, whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques. This is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we are speaking with Angie Stockland, the COO and co-founder of OneClick. OneClick is an innovative e-tailer that sells eyewear across the Readers.com, Sunglass Warehouse, and Felix and Iris brands. Angie, a pleasure to have you with us today on E-Commerce Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, you're welcome, and looking forward to hearing more about OneClick. So tell us, for starters, how did OneClick get started?
So OneClick was started out of our home office. My husband and I started it in 2005, so a little over 10 years ago, right out of our home office. Sunglass Warehouse was the first brand we purchased, and we just ordered sunglasses, set up a little distribution center in our home, taught ourselves everything that we know today, kept our jobs, and plowed through on nights and weekends until we had the business to a profitable state where we could kind of quit our full-time jobs and make this passion, this dream come true.
And these are the kind of stories that we love to hear, and it inspires our audience so much. This is just awesome. I look forward to hearing more. Now, where is OneClick today? Get into that a little.
So OneClick today, as you mentioned in your intro, we own three eyewear brands. We sell reading glasses, sunglasses, and prescription glasses online. We are not brick and mortar, so online only. We're 50 people big, located in Indianapolis, Indiana. We are driving towards the mission of building the world's most people-focused eyewear company. So we're well aware of the fact that, anybody can go and purchase eyeglasses and start selling them online, but not everybody can do it in a way that puts people first. And for us, the people includes not only our customers, obviously our customers, but also the people that work for us, our team members, and our community. So we're very community-focused, not only from the aspect of making sure we're taking care of our environment and recycling all of our excess waste, but also making sure we're serving the community, we're building up local colleges and participating in programs that are helping young professionals develop and grow, but also providing eyewear to people in need. So for us, it's the whole nine yards of creating a profitable business, but also taking care of the people that are helping us along the way.
And looking at customer service, how does your company's mission drive your customer service philosophy?
Well, we really feel like service is the entire company's responsibility. So we have a customer service team, and they take calls and emails and help our customers with problems. But we also feel like service is the responsibility of our fulfillment team to get those packages out 100% correct and on time. It's the responsibility of our technology team to make sure that our sites are easy to use and they're up and running all the time. And it's a responsibility of our marketing team to make sure that they have campaigns that people want to see and that are easy to understand. So we really put the burden on the entire company to understand service to the customer. But we also want to provide a high-touch experience for those customers that want it. So we realize that we're serving a population, the 40-plus population that needs reading glasses, that didn't grow up with the internet. They may not be as comfortable getting online and ordering something. So we're going to be available during the day to make sure that if they want to call in and place their order, if they have a question, they can get to us right away without a bunch of, you know, press one for this and two for this. We're going to answer the phone as soon as they call. We really believe in that corner store kind of experience with the convenience of shopping online.
Today we are with Angie Stockland, the COO and co-founder of OneClick, that is an innovative e-tailer that sells eyewear across Readers.com, Sunglass Warehouse, and Felix and Iris brands here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where DesignCrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit DesignCrowd.com and post a request describing the design that you need, for example, a logo design. Then DesignCrowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design you want, no worries. DesignCrowd has a money-back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on DesignCrowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/ePodcast for a special VIP offer for e-commerce radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on DesignCrowd. Now, Angie, give us a few examples of how you're focusing on customer service.
Sure. So we deal with each brand just a little bit differently. So I'll focus on Readers.com here and give you some examples of what we do. One thing that's really important for us is to provide a really engaging and helpful content for our customers. So recently we launched a Power Finder. So especially for customers that are new to reading glasses and they haven't purchased reading glasses before, they can go through the guide and we can tell them, we think you need a 1.0 or a plus 2 to start with, so they can kind of figure out what power they need. We also really focus on great SLAs. And for those of you that aren't in the industry, that's a service level agreement. So we're promising to our customers that in an average of 30 seconds, we're going to answer the phone every time you call, and you're going to get a response from us via email in an average of 1 hour. Our customer service team is really pays attention to those SLAs and makes sure that they're keeping up with those on a daily basis. And one thing that's a little bit unique that not everybody does is we take time to write handwritten thank you cards, and it does take a lot of time to make those personal and to make them really kind of stand out to the customer, but we've gotten great feedback from that, and we found that it's a great way to build relationships with our customers, especially since we can't see them face-to-face, being an online company. And just one other thing that we do, for those of you that are in the industry, you probably have heard of NPS, and it's a great tool to keep a pulse on how your customers are feeling, but it's also a great tool to learn what your customers are saying about your product and about your website. So our customer service team takes time to go through every single entry that the customers make each week and respond to any questions that they have or any kind of clarification that's needed, as just an example of that high-touch service. So, you know, if you leave a response and say, look, I love these glasses, but I really need a higher magnification, we'll reach out and offer you a suggestion on something that you could get next.
And what does OneClick or Readers.com do internally to support customers and service?
Oh, that's a great question. We focus a lot internally. So not only do we have teams that meet on a weekly or a monthly basis to talk about customer service issues, we also really focus on communication between departments. And so we want to make sure that our marketing team is letting our customer service team know about upcoming promotions, or, you know, if we're going to be on Groupon for the first time, our service team needs to know about that. Another way that we do that is we put our NPS goal on every single person's quarterly goals and objectives. And so I know I said earlier that we really believe it's the whole company's responsibility, and we put that into action by making sure that people are rewarded for those great NPS scores, because we want everyone to feel ownership of taking care of the customer and bringing ideas to the table of how to make our brands and our sites better. And we also have core values that we live by at OneClick, 10 of them that we live and breathe every single day. And one of them is, of course, create customer happiness. Just just another way that we reiterate the fact that everybody in the whole company needs to own customer happiness and customer service. And we have contests and monthly goals around thinking big and solving problems for the customers. And so for our operations huddle, for example, I'll send out a question every month and ask people to think about how we can solve a certain problem, and then we'll brainstorm during our meeting and come up with a solution and walk out of there with people owning action items and making sure we're going to get that problem solved in an appropriate amount of time.
Angie, I would be curious, what e-commerce platform are you currently using, and have you had to change platforms over the years to find the platform that works best for you and your business?
Sure. We started way back in the day in 2006 on Yahoo Store, and that was a very interesting platform, but it was a good start for us because it was user-friendly, and there's only so much you could do to change it. But once we started growing and hiring an engineering team, we switched to Xcart, which is a PHP open-source platform. So we've been able to customize each of our brands in a way that some of the like off-the-shelf platforms wouldn't have allowed us to do. So currently Xcart is working for us. As we get a little bit bigger, I don't know that we'll be able to continue on the platform, but we've had success for the last few years with that.
Excellent, and always helpful to know these kinds of things to help those out who are looking to start a business online of any kind. Now, in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners today?
I think that each person out there, whether your company is big or it's small, remember that your customer service team is the voice of the company to your customers, but it's also the voice of the customer to the rest of your company. So I would encourage everyone to make sure that your company is thinking about customer service in the broadest possible sense and utilizing the service team to discover customer pain points and requests, and that your customer service team is trained to be the voice and represent your brands the way that you want them to.
Angie, it certainly has been good to have had you, and we're certainly looking forward to seeing how you grow over the next decade as well. If you would, tell us where folks can experience One Click online, and just give us some information there in all regards.
Absolutely. So you can join us at any of our brands. So readers.com, which is just readers.com, sunglasswarehouse.com, or felixandiris.com. Or you can join us on our parent company site at oneclickventures.com, and that will have links to all of our brands and social media sites.
Well, Angie, continued success. Thanks so much for your time today on eCommerce Radio, and look forward to a future conversation.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was my pleasure.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well. We have been speaking with Angie Stockland out of Indianapolis, Indiana, the COO and co-founder of One Click. That is an innovative e-tailer that sells eyewear across the Readers.com, Sunglass Warehouse, and Felix and Iris brands. And the website of reference that connects you to all locations is OneClickVentures.com. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to eCommerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design, business card design, or website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.
This is the ePodcast Network.